Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Glory.
our God just showed up right where you are. I need somebody to bless him because your miracle is right there where you are. We've been waiting on you. Miracle worker, miracle worker, miracle worker. Show us Rafa. We need to see it. I need somebody to raise your voices and receive miracles.
I am not the same. I've been changed by the glory of God, and I want him to use me as his example. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, live here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am on fire for the Lord in this 2020 new decade, time for renewal, time for refresher, time to live your life as if tomorrow was not promised. Wait. Tomorrow is not promised. So we must live today as if it were our last. So on this last day, if it is the last day of my life, I want to live it worshiping him. I want to live it serving him. I want to live it on fire for him. I want to live it pleasing him. I hope that you are prepared for a word of God tonight. because I am ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the body of Christ on tonight. I want to just give honor to the Butterfields that provide us with this platform every Sunday evening. I want to give glory and honor to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship Ministries, and is the covering for the Butterfields and for the Light of Portland broadcast. And so we give greetings and we send our love to you, and we say thank you so very much for all that you do for the kingdom of God. And to Pastor Vlad, who is just a woman of God, an awesome, awesome woman of God, who is the presider, the person that has this Light of Portland broadcast and is a blessing to the body of Christ, the one I co-labor with and just enjoy being able to work with somebody hand in hand in ministry who has the same heart for the people of God. And I just bring you greetings and say I love you with the love of Christ. I love you to life. And I just want to thank you, you, and especially you, to all my family members, to those of you who tune in every Sunday evening. We are so excited that you have joined us tonight. For those of you who have listened for the first time, those of you from all over, wherever you are, we love you with the love of Christ, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And we're just excited that you've joined us tonight for the Word of God. We do have a few announcements. I will make one announcement, and then our very own Pastor Kimberly Black will make the rest of the announcements for this evening. And I want to just invite you out to Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you that are tuned in here in Atlanta, we are featuring a comedy night at Tabernacle of Faith on March the 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20, and our featuring comedians are Small Fry, Weight Ball, and Ernesto. It is with Bishop Mills at Tabernacle of Faith, 2999 Flatshoes Road in Decatur, Georgia. That's 30034. And for ticket information, you can contact Deacon Valerie Cooper at 770-981-8679. Again, that number is 770-981-8679. Or you can just cash app your $20 ticket fee to $TFC Church, TFC Church. And you can put that in, and they will make sure that you get your ticket. And we would love to have you as we laugh in the Lord. And how many of you know that it is okay to laugh? That I can promise you that God has to be up there laughing at me with all of the stuff that I've done. So it is okay for us to laugh in the body of Christ. And so we invite you out. And if you want additional details for that information, you can contact me at pastorpennington@gmail.com. Again, that's pastorpennington@gmail.com. And the rest of our announcements will come from my very own Pastor Kimberly Black. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sherelle. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We give glory and honor to God for this opportunity to share with you what's happening in the City of Roses. To all of our listeners, we are just excited about what God is doing in our city, and we just want to make it known what's taking place here. On tomorrow, which is the National Martin Luther King Day of Celebration, the 35th anniversary, the World Arts Foundation, Inc. will be sponsoring their 35th annual Keep Alive the Dream celebration. This celebration will begin tomorrow morning at 11, and it will go until 6:30 at Highland UCC. Highland is located at 7600 Northeast Gleason Street. We also know that this is not a day to be off, but it is a day of service, because Dr. King was all about serving the community, the beloved community. And we want to invite you, if you're not doing anything and you want to give some service and give some time, the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church family will be preparing 100 sack lunches and taking them to the homeless individuals right in our community on tomorrow. We will start at 11 a.m., make sack lunches, and then go out and hit up MLK from Fremont up to Skidmore and over to Dawson Park, where we know a lot of our own family members and friends, relatives, and people we grew up with that are dealing with drug addictions and that are homeless spend quite a bit of their time at Dawson Park. And so we just want to go and remind them that we love them and that we are praying for them and that we just want to be an encouragement to them. And so we will be making sack lunches on tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. and then we'll go and take those sack lunches. Greater St. Stephen's, we are located. Tomorrow we'll be in the Fellowship Hall. So that address is 3535 Northeast Mallory Avenue. And that's tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. We will be making sandwiches. And then when you get done with us, you can go over to Highland and have a hallelujah good time. They will have singers and dancers and speakers. Everything you can think of will be at Highland. And then on this Friday and Saturday at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, we will be having a praise and worship symposium. If your praise team needs an extra little jump, or if you just want to take your praise and worship to the next level, we want to invite you to come out to our praise and worship symposium. Minister Quante Cole will be conducting this symposium. We want to invite you to come out and be with us this Friday at 7 and then Saturday at 11. We're asking for a $10 donation, and our physical church address will be at 3605, which is right next door to the Huggins Hall where we'll be making sandwiches at. But they have two different addresses, so we'll be at 3605 Northeast Mallory Avenue, Friday night and Saturday. And then on Sunday, we want to join the Men Building Men as they wear the caution on the fourth Sunday, January 26th. Join our church in wearing yellow to worship. As we join churches across the city and we take a visible stand against the gun violence that is traumatizing, killing, and incarcerating our African-American families. What we are doing is saying to the city officials, to the gang members, to the families, people who have been traumatized by the system, by the activities that's happening, all we're saying is that we're standing in agreement with you that enough is enough. And the body of Christ, we're standing up, we're taking our rightful place, leading the way in this event to be there to pray, to encourage, to support, and then to help educate. We want to educate as we are continuing to do this work that God has called us to do. Lady D'Angelo Wells and the women of the Emmanuel Temple Church cordially invite you to Matters of the Heart 2020. On Saturday, February 8th, from 12 to 3, they will be having a spa day. It's $5. And then on Sunday, February 9th, at 4 p.m., they will be having a women's worship service. Their special guest is Dr. Toni Avitor from Atlanta, Georgia. She will be here. She will be their special guest, and that will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We want you to share your announcements with us. If you have announcements and you want to share different events that are going on, please email us at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and we will definitely make those announcements. We'll be glad to make those announcements. And I hope and pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. Remember that the dream that Dr. King dreamed, it did not die. It is still alive. And in order for that dream to come to pass, we all, regardless of our color, regardless of our religion, regardless of where we live, we've got to come together and make a stand to see this dream be manifested before us. He did an amazing job of being obedient to Habakkuk 2, where the Bible tells us to write the vision, make it plain, so they that read can run with it. We know what we need to do. I want to encourage you tonight to do that which we know is right, to help bring peace, unity, social justice to the place where it's supposed to be. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share those announcements. I'm ready for the word on tonight.
Amen, amen, as am I, ready for the word of God tonight. And I hope that each and every one of you govern yourselves accordingly to all of the announcements that we have provided. Listen, there is a lot happening in your city, and you should be a part of what's happening in your city. The only way to affect change is to be about doing the work of the Lord. So I hope that each and every one of you will reach out and touch someone and make a difference in someone else's life. So let's not belabor the hour. The woman of God is bringing the word forth tonight, and she is no stranger to the Light of Portland broadcast or to my life. She is my dear sister, my dear friend, and we are just praying with her and her family as they prepare to lay her uncle to rest that passed away suddenly. And we just want to let you know that we don't know the day, we don't know the hour, we don't know the time when God will call us home. All we know is that when we stand before him, we want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the house of the Lord." And if you close your eyes tonight and you wake up on the other side of Jordan, do you believe that the Lord will say to you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the house of the Lord"? Well, tonight, our very dear friend, co-pastor Pamela Laws from Total Truth Restoration, will be bringing the word forth tonight, despite the fact that she is preparing to lay her uncle to rest. She knows that the work of the Lord must continue on. She and I have been co-laborers. We have been friends. We have worked in ministry for, whew, my gosh, 13 years or 13 plus years. At least 13 years. And so it is an honor to have her on the broadcast. It is an honor to have her bring the word of God as she ministers through her heart and through her love of the word of God. And so let us go in prayer. And then that next voice that you will hear is that of co-pastor Pamela Law. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace tonight. Father, saying that we are sinners saved by your grace, we ask, oh God, that you would purify our hearts, our minds, that you would set us on fire, Lord God, that we would be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight to the body of Christ. Holy Spirit, please enter into every home, captivate their hearts, captivate their minds, allow them, oh God, to hear what you are saying. speaking to them. Let this be good ground that is being sowed upon, Father. Lord God, if it is seed or if it is water, Lord God, please bring about an increase, Father. We pray, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to continue the dream of Martin Luther King, that we would all be free, that we would all be equal, that we would all learn how to love and serve one another, Lord God, and that we would be a part, united in the body of Christ. We pray for the woman of God that you would use her mightily, oh God. Let everything that is within her that is of you begin to bubble out onto us, oh God. We pray blessings, grace, mercy, and favor. We pray attentiveness. We pray healing over anyone that has an ailment in the body that might keep them from being able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight, oh God. We pray, oh God, deliverance from anyone that is going through something, that they may be able to understand what the Lord is saying to them tonight. We pray, oh God, fire for those that are just somber tonight listening to the word of God, that you would begin to quicken them and set them on fire. Lord, we give you all glory. Lord, we give you all honor. Lord, we give you all praise for what you're about to do in this place tonight, and we thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. My sister, you are live on the air.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Pennington, and Pastor Black, it's so good to be with you all tonight. We truly honor God and we honor his word and we just honor his love tonight, for he is continuing to show himself mighty and strong in and through our lives. I'm excited to be here tonight to share what the Lord has given me. It has been hard. It's been hard this week, but you know what? God has never failed us. He's never failed me, and so I dare not sit down on him. Amen. When an assignment has been accepted, I always want to try and do my best to honor that which I have committed myself to do. So first and foremost, I want to truly give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. I praise God that he has been keeping me a mighty long time. I praise God for the Butterfields, amen, for this awesome and dynamic platform that they have given us. I'll tell you, to be able to spread the gospel throughout the airways, where you don't have to go to a service, that you can just dial into your phone and enjoy from the comfort of your home, your vehicle, earbuds in at your job, whatever have you. To be able to listen and to take in that which the Lord is pouring into our hearts. Amen. I praise God for you, Pastor Pennington, and once again, Pastor Black, awesome women of God, I tell you. God could not have joined me with a better set of women to continue to keep our hands to the gospel plow and to do all those things that he has called us to do. I praise God for my bishop and Bishop Tyrone Washington and Elder Jacqueline Washington of Total Truth Restoration Ministry. It's out of Mableton, Georgia. I honor them this evening. To my husband, my children, grandchildren, I honor them. To my co-laborers in the gospel, keep up the good work. Amen. Keep up the good work. And to you, our Blog Talk family, those that come on and support us, we could not do this without you. We honor you this evening. I'm excited, amen, guys, about God and all the things that he's doing. And the word that he has given me tonight is just simply change me. Change me. Because I know that if God does not change me, hallelujah, I cannot be changed. So it's simply change me. We'll be coming out of Romans, very familiar text of scripture, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And as you're gathering your toolbox and going to that scripture, let us pray. Oh, gracious and eternal Father, we thank you tonight, oh God. Father, I thank you because I know that you do all things well. I glorify you and magnify you, for this is the day that you made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we shall be thankful unto you, and we shall bless your name. God, we glorify you tonight, God, for all things, because you do all things well. And so, Father, we ask tonight that as we go into your word, Father, we ask that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, in the things of you. Father, I ask right now, God, that you open your word, oh God. Father, that they will not see me, God, but they'll only see you, God. Oh, Daddy, hide me behind your cross that I might not sin against you. Let the word from my mouth and the meditate of my heart, God, be acceptable unto you, O God, and my Redeemer. Thank you, O God, for taking your rightful place in me. God, have your way, God. Move by your spirit, O God, on this call tonight. Father, allow us to be changed, God. Allow us to be transformed, O God. Allow us to be renewed in you. I thank you because I know that you can. I thank you because I know that you will, God. I believe you and I take you at your word. Father, we love you tonight, God. We adore you. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. And it is in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ and for his sake we say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Change me, change me. So as I begin to look at this text of scripture, I've read it many times, I've heard it preached many times, but as I begin to go over it for tonight's lesson, the word transform stuck out to me. Not that it hasn't before, but it stuck out differently. And saints, I want to say, I believe that the word began to stick out more because I see as we continue to grow in Christ, as we continue to move and to do the things that the Lord is calling us to do, there are going to be seasons in our lives where God is going to do a change. He's going to transform us. He's going to shape us into that which he desires us to do, to be, to say. And so every day I'm not changed, but every season God does a transformation. He takes me somewhere totally different. He speaks to me different. I study different. My prayer life is different. And I truly believe that is based on the calling or the assignment that Daddy is preparing us for. If I look at this life of our dear brother Paul, well, before he became the writer of these epistles that we find in the New Testament, Paul was a persecutor of the Christian. He was a persecutor of believers. And Paul talked about and he bragged on how he was of the part of the upper echelon of his group. He excelled in his teachings and learning, and he was so known and so such an influence that he was able to get permission, amen, to get letters in order to go and persecute more believers. And it is on this journey, when he was on the Damascus Road, that he had his transformation. He was completely changed. If you look up this word transformation, it is a Greek word that comes from metamorpho, or where we get metamorphosis. This is where we be changed, transformed, or transfigured by a supernatural change. In the New Testament, this word is used to describe what happened to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. That's found in Matthew 17. And the Bible lets us know that in that text that he that Jesus was transfigured or transformed as he stood before Peter, James, and John. He transformed. The Bible even said he was transformed in such a way that he was so white, whiter than any launderer could make white clothes. Completely changed. And so when he was preparing himself, amen, to be crucified, Paul was transformed and he was changed as he was preparing to go into ministry. And so as I begin to look at this word and I know the season in which God has me in, I can't take the anointing that I used last year when I came into the year of 2020, this year of vision, this year of clarity, this year of God's revealed glory. It was in this year that God had already begun to do the transformation in me. It is this year that God has begun to do a transformation in you, because we have to understand that we can't put new wine in an old wineskin. I can't take what worked for me last year and say, Lord, I'm going to use this same prayer. I'm going to use the same anointing to get it done. But no. Every round with God, it goes higher and higher. And our daddy does it in such a way that sometimes it's a subtle change, Pastor. But sometimes our daddy has to do it a little bit more drastic. He understands what each one of his children can handle, what each one of them can take, how he can deal with each and every one of us. And so when we find ourselves here in the book of Romans, looking over this text, it lets us know that we must have a complete change. For this text of scripture, verse 1, it says in Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Paul opens this chapter with a strong plea that we experience this transformation by changing our mind. The only way that we're going to get to the fullness of what God has for us is we have to think about what we're thinking about. We have to take those thoughts and we have to capture those things which don't line up with God's word, which don't line up with our assignment. The Bible lets us know that we have to take those thoughts captive. We have to take those negative thoughts, those doubting thoughts, those misleading thoughts, those thoughts of weakness, those thoughts of I can of and what they used to do. He said we have to take those thoughts captive, hallelujah, and we have to dismiss those things, throw them in the sea of forgetfulness, hallelujah, bind those things up. If we want to be able to walk in the fullness of who he is, there are thoughts of sickness. There are thoughts of death that plague us. There are thoughts of I'm not good enough. There are thoughts of I'm too old, hallelujah, or I'm too young. When God has given us an assignment, when he has given us a divine appointment, anything that doesn't line up with what God has told us to do, we have to change our mindset. as Paul began to open this chapter, he closes out chapter 11 talking about God's greatness. And he talks about it in such a way, if you look at verse 33, he says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." He's like, "Oh, the depth." Let's us know that we have not even begun to scratch the surface of God's wisdom, of his knowledge. We will never be able to figure God out. We'll never know all the answers of God. But I'm so glad that morning by morning, as he reveals new mercy and new grace to us, he gives us the opportunity to learn more about him. I learn more about him so that I can ensure that my relationship with him remains intact. I do this so that I can make sure that my relationship remains unbroken, that nothing is going to shake me, nothing is going to distract me, nothing is going to make me be able to discredit what my daddy has said about me and what he desires for me to do. Oh, the depth of the riches, there's richness. When you understand the wisdom of God, and how can I get that if I don't change my mind? This mind that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, this mind, Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So if I understand that because of sin, I fall short, I have to make sure that I keep my sin account short and up to date. I can't wait. Hallelujah. Blog Talk, I can't wait until I get to church on Sunday morning to confess my sins. I can't wait until the pastor makes an altar call. I have to go into my closet. I need to get in my car. I need to take a walk around the block. I need to have a little talk with my dad. Tell my daddy, confess my sin to him. Hallelujah. Understanding that he's the only one that can cleanse me. He's the only one that can restore me. He's the only one that can put me back in right standing so that I don't miss the depth of the riches. He lets us know that there's no good thing that he'll withhold from us. He has everything that we need. But I can't expect to get those riches if I don't first change the way I think or change what I'm thinking about. Paul understood that, because on that road to Damascus, when he was made blind and he had to be led back, hallelujah, and had to be prayed for in order for his sight to be renewed, he understood, because God had spoken to him and told him what he was about to endure, and it was different from what he had gone through in the past. He was used to being on the side of being the persecutor. Then he became the persecuted. But he stood. He kept on believing. He kept on trusting God. Hallelujah. He kept on spending time with him. Hallelujah. He was being it was being revealed to him over and over, the depth and the riches. Didn't say he didn't go through pain. Didn't say he didn't go through hurt, going from prison to prison and being beaten and all of these different things. But he said, "I don't call myself to be to obtain." He says, "I know how to live in lack, and I know how to have much. I know how to live in lack, and I know how to have much." He said, "But one thing, hallelujah, that thing that was pursuing me, that I was pursuing, is now pursuing me." Paul understood. work out the way that he thought it would work out. He knew that as long as God was in control, that everything was going to be all right. He knew that as long as his daddy had his back, then he didn't have to worry. Hallelujah. He didn't have to worry because he says that I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so since my mind, this is the mind that I've been using from a little child, and it has been shaped, and it has been formed, and it has grown based on my experiences, based on the things I've seen, based on the things that people have told me. And now, Pastor, you come and say, I need to have a renewing of my mind. You're saying now that I need to change what I've been doing. But no, daughter, no, son, it's not me. It's our daddy. He has the best for me. And the only way we can experience his perfect will is to change our mind. Paul talks about it. He in his beginning, it is a strong plea. He's urging us based on what he told us in chapter 11. Based on being able to take part in the depth of that richness of God's wisdom and of God's knowledge, he says we have to present ourselves. No more of the times of old when the sacrificial lamb would be brought to the priest. We now have to bring ourselves to God. We now have to lay ourselves on the altar of his feet. We now have to make ourselves available. We now, and he says that it is the least that we can do. It is the least for one that all the things that God has done for us. He said it's the least that we can do. So Pastor, how do we make this change? How do we make this change? I understand that it's a process, but how do I do? Romans 7:18 through 20 says, for I know that in me, that is my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will do, I do not do. But the evil I will not do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not do, it is not only no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. The first thing we have to do is recognize that sin causes us to have our mind, hallelujah, out of God's will. First thing we recognize, that is sin. So if we continue to live our lives straddling the fence with thinking I can live a sinful life and then get back in on Sunday morning, do what I want Monday through Saturday, then get back in on Sunday morning, you're going to miss it every time. Sin is the key component. If you go back to Genesis, you'll see that even though God told Adam and Eve not to touch the tree in the midst of the garden, that they would surely die, it was the enemy who came and he spoke to the woman. And when she saw that it was good for food and she saw that it would make her wise, the Bible says that she took into and she gave into her husband. And the Bible says that their eyes were open and they knew that they were naked. God never told them that they were naked. That it was never considered a shameful or a bad thing. But it was out of disobedience. It was out of a sin that caused us to become naked in a negative sense. And so now we have Adam and we have Eve who has shown us what not to do. They've shown us. And so when Jesus sent his only begotten son to come and to die on our behalf, to put us back in right standing, now we have to stand and we have to make the decision. Are we going to take part in the sin? Are we going to listen to the enemy when he tries to present us something where we know that the Lord is not designed for us to have? No, has not designed for us to be a part of. Or will we have a renewing of our mind? Are we going to renew it? Are we going to allow ourselves, in spite of what the world says, in spite of what we've been told in the past, hallelujah, in spite of all these self-proclaimed religions that try to tell us that Christianity is not the way, what are we going to do? Oh, God, change me. Change me, not just my outside, oh God, but change my inside. That when the world presents to me and they dress it up and put a bow on it, Father, I don't hesitate in denying the things of the world, not being conformed to their ways, not being conformed to their conversations. Oh God, change me, that I may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh God, change me, revive my mind, that I not get caught up, hallelujah, in the things that will put me on a path straight to hell. Oh God, change me, oh God. Change my thoughts, oh God. Change my hunger and my desire for the things of you and not the things of the world. Oh God, change me, Father, that I can love the way you love, God, even though the enemy tries to despitefully use me. Change me, oh God, that I can love my neighbor. Change me, oh God, that I don't see, hallelujah, the sin, but I see them through the eyes of love. Oh God, change me, oh God. Make me perfect, oh God. Change me. Let me love the way you love, oh God. Hallelujah. Let me walk in righteousness and holiness, God, the way you designed when you said, be holy, for I am holy. Change me, oh God. Change me, oh God, that I can continue to walk in the statutes and your commands and your will, oh God. Change me, that I'll be able to stand before you, as I heard Pastor Pennington say, that if you were to call me home tonight, oh God, that I'll be able to stand before you and hear those faithful words, well done, thy good and faithful servant, oh God. Change me, oh God. Change me. I don't want to be the same. Hallelujah. I don't want to be the same. I believe that song was playing. I don't want to be. I'm not the same. That I've been changed by your glory. Oh, God, change me. It is my desire, oh, God, Father, to be what you have called me to be. Before I knew myself, before I formulated my first thought, it was you who ordained me and sanctified me and set me aside. God, before we breathed our first breath, it was you who called us prophets to the nations. It was you that told us that even before we were formed in our mother's womb, Father, that you had set us apart for such a time as this. Oh, God, change me. Social media is trying to get me off track. Oh, God, change me, God. Make me over. Purge me as hyssop. Change me, oh, God. Change me, oh, God. family, we need a change tonight. Because we can't live our lives according to the world standards. The scripture tells us that we have to be, not to be conformed to this world. We can't come into compliance with the world. We can't come into, hallelujah, come into agreement with what the world says. But we have to change our mind and be willing to stand, even if you have to stand alone. Willing to believe God in spite of all these other pop-up religions coming around. We have to be changed. If in order for us to walk in the fullness of who he is and be able to receive that perfect gift that he said that he has for us, that crown in which we are striving for daily, we have to change our mind. God can and God will. He's always a keeper of his word. He's never failed us. He's always there. And he knows exactly what we need, even before we ask for it. So as I close, understand tonight that when we walk in this transformation, it's not always going to be easy. Because now you have a target on your back, when you say, for God I live and for God I die. The enemy has the desire, amen, to take you out by any means necessary. But I promise you, if you allow God to be ruler, hallelujah, and savior and leader over your life, that everything is going to work out for your good. I believe it. I've watched God work miracles. I've watched him take me through changes, hallelujah, with seasons of ministry. I've watched him do it for my family. I've watched him do it, hallelujah, for the ministerial staff at my ministry. I've watched God do it. God can and God will. All you have to do is surrender yourself and say, God, change me. Hallelujah, Pastor Pennington, we turn the call back over to you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. For God I live and for God I die. And I want to be changed. I want to be made whole. I want to be made in the image that he perfected in the garden. And the only way I can do that is to totally surrender and give my life to him. Thank you so very much for the word of God tonight, my sister. And we are praying for you and your family as you go through this time. And we just want to know that, we just want you to know that it has been a blessing to receive the word of God tonight, to know that every day that we wake up, it's another opportunity to get closer to God, another opportunity to grow in God, another opportunity to get it right. And so every day I wake up and I trust the Lord. I trust him. I don't know what's going to happen that day. All I can do is trust him and allow change to take place. And there's one thing I want to say before I close out the broadcast. There is a book, a very short 98-page book. And the book is called Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. And that book may not talk about God, and it may not talk about Holy Spirit, and it may not talk about Jesus, but this little 98-page book talks about the one thing in life that we as the people, the body of Christ, struggle with, and that's change. And it's a book that helps us to understand why we think the way we think, why we don't change, why we have such a hard time accepting something different. And once we figure out that change may be a challenge, but it's the only way to get from glory to glory. We will then begin to anticipate change and be excited about taking a chance for something that you don't know how it's going to turn out. Taking a chance on something that gives yourself totally out in the open, not knowing what's going to happen, but you trust God in it. I recommend, if you have not read the book, Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, take the time, read the book, and it will help facilitate the change that the Word of God talks about, and allowing you to begin to trust God on your ventures, having faith that whatever lies ahead of you, you can do it. Thank you so much for the Word of God, my sister. It has truly blessed me tonight, and I hope that it has blessed each and every one of you. Due to the time, we can't bring others live on the air, but I just want to say that we love you, and we thank you so much for the Word of God. So tonight, I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his face unto you, lifting his countenance unto you, and giving you peace and prosperity both now and forevermore. May the grace of God be with you tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in to Light of Portland Broadcast. And until next Sunday evening, we love you and good night.